The content shared here is for informational and educational purposes only. Neither this podcast, the creators, guests, nor Resilient Life Counseling or its owners are offering you medical advice. Listening to this content does not establish a therapist-client relationship. Please consult a therapist if you need one. From Southern Living Inspired Communities and Alabama Power, this is Positive Energy. So what is Positive Energy? It's a podcast where we share style tips to update your home, energy tips to help your wallet, and life tips that make you a better you. I'm your host, Monica McShann, and I'm with Alabama Power. At our company, we love to connect with communities, and this is another way that we do that. So listeners, with this series, we're talking to relatable experts who will give us practical advice about our homes and our lives. Trust me, these are experts you want to hear from. They're going to make us all a little smarter about everything from achieving personal goals to design trends and appliance how-tos. So are y'all ready? Let's get into it and start sharing this positive energy. So one of the best ways to save on home energy costs is to keep an eye on the temperature. That's made all the easier today by a variety of new programmable and smart thermostat technologies. What these high-tech thermostats cannot do, however, is settle disputes between people in the household about what temperature is most comfortable. We call these quarrels thermostats. Okay, guys, in this first segment of this episode, Dondra Goldsby, a marriage and family therapist, offers advice on how to enhance our relationships, including how to lower the temperature when disagreements arise about the temperature. Welcome, Dondra.
Thank you.
All right, Dondra, I'm really glad that we're discussing how to maintain and improve our relationships, but I know something like a thermostat often seems like it can be just a trivial matter, but it's still important for us to address it. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is important to address it. Thermostats, as I understand it, are connected to the use of a thermostat. Here's the thing. Thermostats can either go up or down, but whichever direction they go in, there's usually some discontent around preference. You know, it requires us to change and to adapt. And that can create some discord in relationships at times. And so that would be a good example of when we would need to have some keys or tips or formula for how we're going to navigate around something as simple as adjusting your thermostat.
I know for us, you know, women of a certain age get hot at night. You know, my husband complained about it a lot, but I came up with a solution for him. Mm-hmm. His side of the bed has, you know, an extra comforter. So it's all about compromise or just, you know, giving them some direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the keys that I have around that really speak to that example. So thank you for bringing that up. And so, yeah, there's got to be some openness to explain to him, hey, I'm really hot and I'm not going to make it if we don't move his thermostat. And some willingness from him to say, you know what, I'm just going to stay on my side of the bed and with this blanket and just let Monica have this thermostat down if that is what she needs to do. And prioritizing, you know, maybe he wouldn't want to do it for someone else, but you are his wife and you did ask nicely. And so he may decide, okay, this is okay. And on that rare occasion where maybe you're freezing him out in the room a little bit and that wasn't your intention, but hey, it happened. Just owning that and saying, yeah, I did drop it a little low that night. And that was not my intention to have it feel like an igloo in the house.
I guess I can make that compromise and just admit that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, working together.
That's good advice, Dondra. So in general, you know, what would you say would help any person in a relationship that's just trying to have a healthier relationship?
So I have four keys that I offer couples as it relates to relationships. And that first key is openness. I believe that it's really important to be honest and transparent with the person that you're in a relationship with because it makes for healthy relationships.
But Dondra, tell me this. Do you think it is wise to tell them exactly what's on your mind when you're upset about it. Because my husband never wants me to tell him while I'm upset, right? Is it wise to just wait until you've calmed down to be as open as you're telling us to be?
There's a lot of wisdom in waiting until you're calm. You know, when you're angry, irritated, frustrated, hangry, not rested well, any of those things can affect your message. And you want to make sure that your message comes across the way that is intended.
Perfect.
That second tip that I offer is the willingness to offer your partner grace and patience. Most people really are doing the best that they can. However, because we're human, we're going to make mistakes and have missteps. So it's really important to offer grace and patience.
You know we're talking about couples right now, but that is something that, you know, I've been talking with my daughter about recently, because she gets so upset and can point out anything that somebody does to her right away, right? Mm-hmm. But she does not give grace or patience to her brother at all. Like the first time he does anything, she's at him. And so that is a lesson that I wish I had learned early in life, that I'm trying to teach her early in life.
It's a really important lesson, and it takes practice.
That is great advice.
The third tip is to prioritize. The way that I see it, you've chosen who you want to do life with, and it's very appropriate for them to expect that you're going to prioritize them and make sure that they understand how important they are to you.
I mean, some people chose their partners mm-hmm. long time ago, you know, before they were wise. Not me, you know. I chose mine correctly, but, you know, for all of our listeners out there that may say, you know, what if I chose a long time ago and I need a do-over?
I don't know if the length of time is as important as the commitment, the quality of the commitment. My parents have been married for 52 years. So that's a really long time to have chosen to continue to be with someone. I do remind couples as I work with them that being in a relationship with someone, especially a marriage, is a daily choice.
I would agree with that. That's another thing that we talked about regularly in counseling is, now, we went to counseling years ago, you know, before my children were born. However, you know, some of those keys have stayed with me to this day. You make that choice daily. You make a choice of that commitment daily. So this is very timely advice, you know, advice that I received a long time ago that sticks with me today. So thank you for sharing this with our listeners.
You are welcome. And that final tip that I can offer is to apologize. It's really important to evaluate when there's been a disagreement or a difference of opinion. Am I wrong? Like, I think I'm right, but I could be wrong. And if there's any possibility that you would have a redo, you would say something differently, then I would encourage you to consider, would it be an asset in this relationship if I could maybe focus more on what I feel like I did to contribute to this versus, as you shared like earlier, you know, looking at what the other person may have done.
Now, Dondra, you know, there are those of us, well, you know, not me, I'm not saying it's me, but of us who have to win the fight, right? So we're not going to apologize. You know, we have to hold out until the person realizes the error of their ways.
And that is one way to do it, but that's a way to win the battle and lose the war.
Good point. Very good point. Thank you so much, Dondra.
You are welcome.
Okay, well, Dondra, I can definitely relate to so much that you've talked about today, and I know our listeners will as well. You've given us a lot to think about and so much that we can work with. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Listeners, you can read more about Dondra's work in our show notes. Now, listeners, stick around because we're going to be talking about physical thermostats in the next segment with an expert from Google. Hey, y'all, it's Monica. Just a quick shout out to our sponsors, who we know are all about that positive energy. Check out southernlivinginspiredcommunities.com to learn more about the brand's collection of neighborhoods marked by charm, taste, and Southern spirit. And for energy savings tips and other resources, be sure to visit alabamapower.com/positive energy. Okay, back to our conversation. All right, listeners, now we're talking about thermostats themselves. And joining us is Tyson Brown, Manager of Strategic Partnerships at Google. Tyson, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Let's jump right into thermostats. Typically, when we get warm, we turn our thermostats down, and when we get cold, we turn them up. Or maybe, you know, our listeners are those who just set it and forget it. But really, most of us don't even think about thermostats beyond that, let alone the adjustments that we can make to conserve energy and save our cost. But not all thermostats are created equally, as we're about to find out from Tyson. So Tyson, tell us, I think it's a great place for us to begin is just by explaining the different thermostats that we have in our homes. Can you help us with that?
Happy to. I'm one of the few folks on Earth who likely spend more time thinking about smart thermostats than the average consumer would. So I'm sure I've got some insights that I think will be helpful. So to your point, Monica, not all thermostats are built the same, irrespective of whether they're from one brand or the other, but also in the types of thermostats that actually exist. So most of us are familiar with just your, what I would call like a standard mercury thermostat. It's the one we all grew up with likely, where there is a little red dial or red bar that if you turn the thermostat one way or the other, that little bar would go up or go down. That's what we grew up with. That's what we're most comfortable with. That's called a mercury thermostat. The good thing about those is that they do work when they're first installed. The bad news about that is it also has mercury in it. So I think we've collectively as a society have had a concerted effort to get rid of those thermostats over the past 30 to 40 years in a variety of ways. So the first kind of iteration of that was to go from a mercury thermostat to a programmable thermostat. And a programmable thermostat can kind of take form in two different ways. You've got a 7-day programmable thermostat. So that's if you live a pretty consistent life, Monday through Sunday, you're doing the same thing every single day. You've got a programmable thermostat that's a 5-day, 2-day thermostat. That's if you have a normal Monday through Friday job, but on the weekends, you're a weekend warrior and you like to do all kinds of crazy things. You need an adjusted schedule for that. So that's probably the one that we all evolved from after we started with mercury thermostats. From there, you have connected thermostats. So a couple of years ago, we realized we can actually connect these things to the interwebs, and it can make our lives a little bit easier. So we took a little bit of an evolution from just a programmable thermostat, which to your point, you could just set it and forget it. The bad news is if you set it and forget it, what you won't forget is that your bill is going to go up, and you're going to see that when you realize that the schedule you set it to materially changed the minute after you set it. Whereas a connected thermostat gives you the ability to use a mobile app or log into a portal to say, hey, I'm actually not at home anymore. Let me go ahead and turn my thermostat up in the summertime or turn it down in the wintertime so I can save some energy. So that's kind of the second evolution. From there, we said, you know what? That's not enough. We need more technical prowess. So then we developed connected thermostats that also have smart learnings built into them. So you've got thermostats like a Nest Learning thermostat, which has onboard computing capabilities, which can learn your schedule, can learn your behaviors, identify when folks are coming into the house, when folks are leaving the house, if that was you that walked by, if that was a dog that walked by or a child. And based off of that, it can help build a schedule. So effectively, if you have a programmable thermostat, you'll spend most of your time adjusting the schedule, realizing that it's not set properly. If you have a connected thermostat, then you'll realize you can remotely change those things. Then if you have a smart thermostat, that's when you've reached nirvana. At that point, you can just set it and forget it because the thermostat will do all of the work on your behalf. And you can just go about your day. So those are the core buckets of thermostats as they exist today.
I love that. So let's change our direction just a little bit. And let's talk about some easy actions or hacks that people can do right now. If they have some of the thermostats that you talked about, you know, the older thermostats, the digital programmable thermostats, what can they be doing right now to help them save energy?
That's a great question. No matter what you're doing, if you are in your house right now listening to this podcast, you should just get up and go stare at your thermostat and identify what it is. So if you have a mercury thermostat, you can change the temperature. That's the number one thing you can do. But that's important because for every degree that you change the temperature, to a lower temperature in the wintertime and a higher temperature in the summertime, it'll save about 1% on your bill, likely. And I'm not a smart man. I'm not a nerd. I'm not good at math. But from what I understand, kilowatt hour be around 10 cents per kilowatt hour. So if the average person has $150 a month electricity bill and you're saving 1% per month per degree that you change, that's $1.50 per degree that you change per month, which is like $18 a month. If you changed it like 5 degrees whenever you're not in your house, that's $90 over the course of a year. That could charge a Tesla 10 times at 10 cents per kilowatt hour and 100 kilowatt hour battery. That could also halfway fill up a lifted pickup truck's diesel. That'll get you about 25 miles. So I hope that's helpful.
But that's very helpful.
If you have a digital thermostat, don't assume you have a smart thermostat. That's like somebody saying, hey, I put a supercharger in my car, so now it's a race car. I'm going to go drive it like a race car. You're going to be on the side of the road waiting for AAA to come because you don't have a race car. If you have a digital thermostat, it doesn't mean you have a smart thermostat. Mm-hmm. If you can control it from the app, that doesn't mean you have a smart thermostat. It means you have a connected thermostat. So again, if you have a smart thermostat, you can do all the things that we just talked about doing. You can remotely change it. It's observing your behavior and it's able to make modifications based off of that. It can proactively tell you if some things are going on. So unless you fall into all of those buckets, it's in your best interest to go get a smart thermostat. That's the number one thing that you can do. After I've hammered that point in several times, the next best thing you can do is...
Okay, but Tyson, wait. If they're not ready to invest
exactly.
in that yet, what do they do?
That's where I'm going with that. If you're not ready to take that plunge into home automation, the next best thing you can do is take a look at your thermostat, take a good look at it, and say, we're going to figure this out together. So if you have a manual thermostat, just set the temperature to where it's the most uncomfortable you can think of, and you will save a bunch of money. Your work is done here. If you have a digital thermostat, however, what you can do is you can actually set it appropriately. So this is some reflection time. Sit down at the kitchen table. Think about when everybody leaves your house every day, when everybody comes home. Write a log of what those 7 days look like, and then go back to your thermostat. Do you have it set at 72 whenever everyone's at home? Do you have it set at 76? And then look at what the temperature should be when you're not in the home. A good thing to think of is a 5-degree temperature swing from when you're in the home to when you're not in the home. That'll significantly reduce your energy bills. If you've got it set to 76 while you're home, in the summertime, bump it up to 81 whenever you're not home. In the wintertime, bump it down to 71. And set it for Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. Again, depending upon what your temperature is in your house and what your schedule looks like. That's probably what's most appropriate. I think one of the number one things that we forget to do is adjust our thermostats to schedules that we actually have if we have a thermostat that can't do it for us.
Tyson, we have learned so much from you today. You know, thank you so much for coming on the show and bringing us all your expertise.
Thank you for having me and for not muting me. I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure there are lots of times where you're like, this guy is still talking. I don't understand what's going on here. I'll edit this in post. But you didn't, and I appreciate that.
No, you made it super interesting. I learned so much. I mean, you know a lot about a lot of things. Listeners, if you're interested in learning more, we've got great links to our resources, especially from Google Nest, in the show notes. See you next time. Okay, y'all, that's it for our show today. Thanks so much for listening to Positive Energy. Now, if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend about us, subscribe, and then go rate us in your podcast app. On behalf of Southern Living, Inspired Communities, and Alabama Power, this is Monica McShann. And remember, let's always pursue it, embrace it, and share it. Positive energy. I'll see you next time.